Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I'll just start out by just a couple of things. It's hard to be minus two in turnovers and get a kick return for a touchdown and win a game. And that says a lot about our players and how they their resiliency throughout the game, just moving on to the next play and doing the things that they had to do to play an entire football game, 58 plus 2 minutes. It's tough to win, and we appreciate the win, and we appreciate the fact that we had a heck of an opponent today, and they gave us everything they could, and we tried to give it back. I'm really excited about seeing Devin Hester today run and return. He was a big factor in the game, not only when he had his hands on the ball, but he was also a factor in the game when they didn't want to kick to him because we had field position. I thought that was awesome. And then the last drive to get the stop by our defense, very similar to last week when our defense got the stop late, backed up, and we were able to hang on to the football. Our defense got the late stop again, and we were able to, you know, push the ball downfield, and guys just making plays, our offensive line, locking it up, Jay distributing the ball and keeping his poise. You know, he had moments of adversity in this game, and he never flinched, and the guys around him never did either. Really impressed with the guys and the way they work today on both sides of the ball. We're going to show up tomorrow. We're going to say the same thing we did a week ago. We can get better. And the evidence is out there today. We can get better. We can do some things better. And we'll go back to work on that after we look at the tape. I thought the fans were big again today. And I thought the grounds crew did an amazing job coming off a game last night. The people that are involved, you know, with the city and with the Bears to be able to have the field in that kind of condition was awesome. The weather did not look like it was a factor. We didn't see players slipping on the field, and players played fast. Two fast teams played pretty fast on a little bit of a sloppy field, but really good conditions. So it's a big part of football, and I thought the people involved in allowing that field to be playable after a game last night and some weather was outstanding. Well, you know, we just want just executing the play. You know, whatever play was called executing, we try to mix it up, you know, go to different guys, give guys chances to make play, try to find soft spots in the defense. And, you know, it's just a blur right now. You know, the play calls are just a blur right now. It's just, you know, it's just seeing people making plays, dumping the ball to Matt, you know, hitting Brandon over the middle, working the outside lane to Brandon, to Martellus. But it all goes back to the protection. I mean, he had time to drop back. He had a dish to work with to step up, and he was very cool, and our guys kept their poise throughout and made enough plays. And, you know, it's Sunday's the day for the players, and they certainly made the most of it. Not a thing. I think Matt Cavanaugh has handled him really well on the sideline. You know, Jay and I talk, and I've told him that we're going to have very few conversations during the course of the game that Matt can't reiterate. And if I need to talk to him, I will. And, you know, just play the next play. Just forget about whatever happened and just keep playing the next play. And that's football. And when the game's over, we'll look at the scoreboard and we'll see where it is, but where everything is. But, you know, that's really, you know, that's all the conversation. We haven't had a legitimate conversation in 2 weeks on the sideline.
Why is that?
Well, I think that, number one, Matt can handle the information that I need to get to Jay while he's sitting there on the sideline, you know, on the bench. I mean, they're looking at coverages, the same thing I'm talking to people upstairs about. I'm gathering information for the next series, but I also got to help manage the game on the sideline. I have more responsibility than that, and we've got coaches in place to get those things done. And we've worked all week together. We've been in the same room together all week with the quarterbacks, and we've been on the field standing next to each other all week, and I want to give him room to work and to do his job. It really wasn't a matchup. It was the shell coverages that we were playing. And that play we put in this week, really, we ran it. I can't remember if we ran it twice in this game or not. Maybe that was the first time, but it was a basic play. We just switched the releases between Martellus and I think Earl may have been on that side. We had Elshon and Brandon taking coverage over there. So we had tried to work the field. We had tried to get the ball inside and outside to the field to those two guys. And we had one play left in the bag, really, and that was that play. It was a tremendous back shoulder throw. You probably saw it better than I did. You know, it was the far end of the field, but he went to the right guy at the right time, and it was a very well located throw. And you know, Martellus was getting bandaged up at halftime. He'd hurt his somewhere in his forearm or his shoulder area during the first half, and came back and played and finished the game, which was an awesome job by him to be able to do that. You know, you saw it better than I do, but the play is designed to try to squeeze the corner. and open up an outside lane. And if he squeezes to cover the wide receiver, then the outside lane's available. And I mean, it was going to be a tight throw anyway, but the coverage was right for the play. But still, they had to execute the play. And like I said, it all starts up front. I thought our linemen really did a very good job today under a very good pass rush to be able to give Jay time to make those throws, particularly late in the game. Well, I know they love football. You know, I see that every day in practice. Something you don't get to see. They work really hard at it. They in every period, individual, all the way through, this has been the way the team's been since we started. They try to practice hard like it's a game. They're competing every day against each other. I think that's number one. Number two is they're a mature group. They really are. I mean, Phil's done a great job of, and the people here before have instilled some really good people in this locker room with high character. And they love football, and that helps. And then they made a decision that they're just going to play the next play the best they can and see what happens at the end, and that's all we could ask of them.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.